conveyance of estates, transfer of a decedent's property, estate ownership. Upon death, all of the property owned by the deceased becomes part of the estate of the deceased. If the deceased left a valid will, all of the estate devised or bequeathed by the will transfers immediately to the devisees or legatees named in that will. Any property not distributed by will transfers to the heirs of the deceased upon death. Therefore, all of the deceased's property passes upon death, subject to the requirement of the settling of any obligations of the estate. Because the will expresses the deceased's wishes, transfer by will is considered a form of voluntary alienation. As mentioned earlier, the property of an individual who dies without a will is distributed to the deceased's heirs according to the laws of descent and distribution, a form of involuntary alienation. Real property conveyed by will is called a devise. A person who acquires title to property under a will is said to have acquired title by devise and is referred to as a devisee. Personal property that is inherited is called a bequest, and money is a legacy. One who receives property through a will is called a beneficiary. Wills. An individual who creates a will, known as a testator, is under no legal obligation to leave any property to any particular individual. There is no legal right of a spouse, child, or other relative to be named as a beneficiary in a will. A will is a written expression of a person's desire concerning the disposition of his or her property after death. Any real or personal property that is capable of being inherited is called a hereditament. A hereditament should be handled or disposed of by will. An individual who dies leaving a valid will is said to have died testate. That individual's estate will be settled by an executor chosen by that person and named in the will. The deceased's property will be passed to his or her beneficiaries at probate. A formal or witnessed will, prepared by an attorney, is the best type as it will be accepted in all 50 states and is least likely to be contested. Holographic or handwritten wills are also used in some states, including Texas. They are perfectly legal, however, they are more easily contested. Due to its informal language and lack of attorney assistance, this type of will may not conform exactly to the state's legal requirements. A nuncupative will is an oral or deathbed will. While legal in many states, including Texas, this type is very vulnerable to being contested. Also, this type of will is only legal for personal property, not real property. A code IECIL is an addition or an amendment to an existing will. It must be done in the same way as the original will. Therefore, a formal will requires a formal code IECIL, and a holographic will must have a holographic code IECIL. Intestate succession. Intestate succession occurs when an individual dies, leaving no valid will. The deceased is said to have died intestate, and his or her property will be disposed of under the provisions of the laws of the state regarding descent and distribution. An individual who receives property in this manner is said to have acquired the property by descent. Because the distribution is prescribed by law, intestate succession is considered a category of involuntary alienation. An individual who inherits property by intestate succession acquires title by descent and is known as a descendant. If a person who dies intestate does not leave a spouse, the estate to which the person had title descends to his or her heirs as follows. The person's estate descends and passes to the person's children and the children's descendants. If no child or child's descendant survives the person's estate descends and passes in equal portions to the person's father and mother. If only the person's father or mother survives the person's estate shall be divided into two equal portions, with one portion passing to the surviving parent, and one portion passing to the person's siblings and the siblings' descendants, or be inherited entirely by the surviving parent if there is no sibling of the person or sibling's descendants. Note that additional provisions apply if none of the above survive the deceased. If a person who dies intestate leaves a surviving spouse, the community estate of the deceased spouse passes as provided as follows. The community estate of the deceased spouse passes to the surviving spouse if no child or other descendants of the deceased spouse survives the deceased spouse, or all of the surviving children and descendants of the deceased spouse are also children or descendants of the surviving spouse. If the deceased spouse is survived by a child or other descendant who is not also a child or descendant of the surviving spouse, one half of the community estate is retained by the surviving spouse, and the other one half passes to the deceased spouse's children or descendants. In every case, the community estate passes charged with the debts against the community estate. The statutes also prescribe efforts that are to be made to locate missing heirs. The determination of heirship is quite complex, and the above is an overview of Texas statutes. Heirship is further complicated by the fact that the statutes of descent and distribution have changed over the years. Title examiners must determine the distribution of an intestate's estate based upon the applicable statute at the time of death. If the deceased had no heirs and had no valid will, the property passes to the state under the rule of S. Cheat, probate, the formal judicial proceeding to prove or confirm the validity of a will, to collect the assets of the decedent's estate, to pay the debts and taxes, and to determine the persons to whom the remainder of the estate is to pass is called probate. Even if there is no will, the estate is still subject to a probate action. Effective January 1, 2014, the old Texas probate code was repealed and replaced with the Texas Estates Code. The new law is a major reorganization of the old code, and most of the changes are not substantive. Most of the old probate code provisions were from as early as 1848. Over the years, a confusing patchwork of legislation was passed. Wills created after January 1, 2014, should reference the new estates code. Real estate license holders must take care when listing or selling estate property to ensure that listing agreements and other documents are signed by the individuals with the authority to do so. Natural events that affect title. Akkreishun, the process that results in a gradual increase in land area through natural forces, is a natural event that can affect title. Examples include soil and other material that flows downstream in a river that is deposited over time on the banks or a delta. Reliction is a gradual increase in land area when water gradually withdraws, as happens when the path of a stream or river changes over time. Alluvion is the material, soil, that is deposited through the process of accretion that is the result of avulsion, erosion, and reliction. Avulsion is the sudden addition to or loss of land when a stream or river changes course. Because it is a sudden change, no title is gained or lost. Determining whether an action involving water is accretion or avulsion is confusing and depends on the definition of sudden and gradual, a question often dealt with in the courts. Erosion is the gradual loss of land over time as the land bordering a river or stream washes away. Many coastal regions are experiencing subsidence due to the pumping of large quantities of underground water and oil. Rising water levels can also result in land being underwater due to submergence. Neither subsidence nor submergence results in a loss or gain of title. Public records, recording, and acknowledgement. While recording is not a requirement for a valid deed, deeds should be recorded as soon as possible after delivery and acceptance. Deeds are recorded in the public records in the county courthouse in which the land is located. Recording a deed enters it into the public records. It gives constructive notice to the world that ownership has been transferred. Constructive notice is the legal concept that a person received notice of a document or event even though the actual notice was not delivered directly to him or her. Constructive notice places a burden on future buyers, lenders, and others who may have an interest in the property. For example, a future buyer considering the purchase of the property is considered to be constructively notified of any document entered into the public records. The potential buyer cannot claim ignorance of a deed if it has been properly recorded. Recording also protects the owner against fraudulent claims of others. In order to record a deed, it must first be acknowledged. An acknowledgement is a statement made to a notary or one authorized to take oaths that one's signature was freely given. Because an acknowledgement verifies the signature only, it in no way implies that the document is valid or properly prepared. In addition to recording, taking possession of property also gives constructive notice of ownership.